From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital in a demonstration on Sunday. It followed a week of protests in Tunis and across the North African country, fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues. Anger has been growing since price hikes were introduced by the government earlier this month. The revolution brought nothing to our concrete to our daily lives, which only got worse and worse, said Fatma Ben Hassin. The politicians whose only concern is their comfort leave us in despair. On Saturday, Tunisia announced plans to increase aid for about 250,000 poor families by $70 million after days of protests over austerity measures. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake has left at least one person dead and dozens injured in Peru on Sunday morning. The quake was centered about 40 kilometers from Acari in the Arequipa department of southwestern Peru. A 55-year-old man was crushed to death by rock in the town of Yuaca. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he is not interested in extending his six-year term or canceling elections next year. He made the statement in an interview with the news website Minda News. He said there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. Duterte's term ends in 2022. Another change you'd like to see is the transformation of the Senate and the House of Representatives into one chamber with just 50 lawmakers who can quickly enact laws. This is VOA News.